Am I upset at how offensive this offense has been? Yeah. It's a little disappointing out the gates. But the season just started. Just started. I'm going to look at the positives first. And that's the Mets pitching staff. You know, all offseason, the starting rotation's been killed. I know it's only one turn through the rotation, minus Freddy Peralta, who was, again, sensational. Didn't want to come out at the game. He did. Up 1-0. Brazoban comes in, gets an out, gives up the lead. Yeah, gives up the lead, tie game at the end of the inning. Mets losing extras. I'll get into that in a bit. Kordai Senga, sensational. Clay Holmes, solid. David Peterson, solid. Freddy Peralta opening day. You know, the win-aided home run, which was crazy because sitting in the seat, we thought that was a pop-up. And all of a sudden, home run. But the Met pitching staff, so far, so good. We can't have two long guys in the bullpen. I'm sorry. Tobias Myers pitches one day, and then he can't pitch for 9 weeks. Sean Manaea pitches for one game, can't pitch for 2 years. Something has to be done when it comes to this bullpen, when it comes to those two guys. Tobias Myers, yes. Sean Manaea, we don't know what we're going to get from him. And that's a problem. But the Met pitching staff, so far, so good. Out the gates. Now the negative. Marcus Semien, 2 for 1,000. Bo Bichette, 2 for 1,000. Francisco Lindor, asleep at the wheel, on the field, and on the base pads. Carson Binge, 3 for 1,000. You get what I'm saying? The offense has been terrible. 1 for 29 versus the St. Louis Cardinals, who suck. We lose 2 out of 3 to the Cardinals in front of 7 fans. What happened to that fan base, by the way? They make the Marlins look like they sell out. That's another fan base that's pathetic. But the offense has been horrendous. Now opening day, put up a bunch of runs. O'Neal Cruz looking like Stevie Wonder in outfield, clueless. It's sunny out. No glasses. You talk about a guy that's a talent, but just has nothing between the ears. O'Neal Cruz. We rock Paul Skeens. City Field's jumping. I was there all weekend. It was awesome to be back at City Field with the fans. Happy to be at my second home, which I will be at, no doubt in my mind, if the Mets are good this season, the whole season, I'm minimum doing 50 games. Minimum. And I'm not a season ticket holder. I don't have a season package. I have none of that stuff. None of it. Second day, I go with Evan Roberts. Go to the game. First away, let me tell you how the day started. Evan calls me up. He didn't say the whole story, so I'm going to say it. Evan calls me up. Hey, I have a situation. You want to join me? And then, I don't know if I'm going to go to Citi Field. I said, I'll take care of everything. I help him with the situation he had. Eric from Ronkonk is happy. Now, Evan, I convince him to go to Citi Field because he's nervous about being cold, as if he hasn't gone to a Jet game when they're 2-90 and it's minus 10 degrees out. But we go to Citi Field. Have a great time. Luis Robert hits a walk-off. Now, I ask him, hey, Ev, are you hungry? You want a drink? You want anything? No, I'm good. Because it's only right. Took me to the game. I offer. Then he tells me, you know what? I'll take a hot dog. I said, plain? He says, yeah. I said, plain? Who the hell eats a hot dog plain? Are you on drugs? He says, no, I usually put mustard on it. I say, you know what? I'll put the mustard on it. Said it was too cold to put mustard on his hot dog. Plus, he's doing a scorebook. So I put mustard on a hot dog. I beat a good teammate. And thank you very much. He eats it. Again, Luis Robert Jr., which, by the way, before that home run, he says, hey, can you hit a home run so we can go home? Bam, home run. I've never seen somebody run out of Citi Field so fast like Aaron Roberts did. You'd have thought he had the runs. You'd have thought he had the drizzles, you know what, the way he ran out of there. I've never seen a more non-athletic guy run that fast. So he runs out of Citi Field. He's done. He's out. See you later. He's gone. Cool. Now, fast forward to Sunday. Evan, my better half, and myself. My friend Lewis joined as well. We're at Citi Field. Evan sits to my left because I kept poking him with my elbow, hitting him and messing up his scorebook. Now it comes to the drink. He says to me about the whole slushy drink that he likes frozen drinks, but it's too cold. I said, let me know if you want one. Now, if you get it in a bat, it's like $150 at Citi Field. He tells me third inning, I'll take one. I said, okay, cool. I go and get him one. Because I heard what he said on the radio. That he was like my daddy. Well, I felt like I was taking care of my son. Had to make sure my son was fed. Had to make sure my son was warm. Had to make sure my son had a drink. It was great. It was great. By the way, my better half took that picture of Evan. We're not responsible for the pose that he put up, sipping away, but it is what it is. But I made sure Evan was taken care of. So to Mrs. Roberts and his kids and his family, you're welcome. Evan was in good arms and good hands. I made sure he was taken care of. And by the way, shout out to Evan. He took care of me as well. I got the ring, and then I left the stadium to come back in to get him another ring. So he's got a ring, and I have a ring. 86 ring. It meant a lot to me coming from my childhood. So that's the story when it comes to Evan Roberts and me and experience at Citi Field. It was all good. So I heard what he said about me on the radio, that he was like my dad. No. It was the other way around. I had to make sure you were taken care of. Now back to the story at hand, the Mets lineup, the offense. It's been bad. It's been terrible. But you have idiots on social media screaming, this is the worst signing since fill in the blank. 6 games in, Mets fans are panicking. Surprise, surprise. This is the same crap every season. This is the same crap every year. We're 6 games in. Do we expect this offense to stay like this all season long? I think not. Do we forget last year it was the pitching that held it down up until June 13th, and then pitching fell apart, and it came down to the last game of the season? Now, I'm concerned with Mendy and some of his moves. For example, Tyrone Taylor's in the game. Probably a better matchup was Ryan Stanek. And what do? You pinch him at Carson Bench. So what the hell do you think is going to happen? You're going to put the kid in a tough spot because Cardinals manager, Oliver Mamel, is going to go to Jojo Romero. And what happened? That's exactly what happened. Carson Bench looked overmatched. Doesn't come through. Francisco Lindor in the base pads. Fixing his glove, gets thrown out at first base. Thought it was a 2 outs as well in the field. And it wasn't. Asleep at the wheel. Now, this is a guy who's always been engaged, and he deserves to be killed for it. Just like anybody else that forgets there's how many outs there are, or, you know, sleeping on the base pads, not paying attention. He deserves to get killed. It happens. But the one thing that's been pissing me off with the fans is how you're trying to nitpick every little thing when it comes to Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor. Some idiot posted on Twitter that Francisco Lindor purposely took a bad angle to home so Juan Soto wouldn't get an RBI. Are you stupid? How drunk were you when you posted that tweet? Do you honestly think that Francisco Lindor purposely did not score or took a bad angle and wanted to get tagged in the face So Juan Soto wouldn't get an RBI? This is the crap with this fan base that drives me nuts. This is the crap with this fan base, which is, for the most part, stop me from interacting with a good amount of the fan base. Because you guys love being miserable. It's a new season. Yes, they lost 2-3 to the Cardinals. It was disappointing. Yes, the offense looked pathetic. 1-29. Marcus Semien looks washed at the plate. Bo Bichette, who's a career, over 300 hit a career with runners in scoring position. It's off to a slow start. And he admitted that he's pressing. And I give him credit for saying it. Because how many times in this town, whether it's football, baseball, basketball, it's brushed off. Instead, he embraced it. He's going to be fine. Jorge Polanco, already, my Achilles is sore. So he's got to sit. And by the way, he'll be the everyday DH when it's all said and done. Because Brett Beatty should be the first baseman. A platoon of Beatty and Vientos, if you want to go that way. Jorge Polanco should be the DH every single day. Especially now with his ailing, sore Achilles tendon. Plain and simple. And by the way, he could have got to third on that one. But he didn't on the double he hit off the wall. Francisco Alvarez, 3 hits, 13 at-bats. And it looks like he's swinging out of his shoes again, which was his approach the first half of last year, not the second half of last year. That's driving me nuts, watching his at-bats. Luis Robert Jr., already has 5 walks. That might be more walks than he's ever had as a White Sox. Brett Beatty. Big hit versus the Pirates. Francisco Lindor has walked already 7 times this year in 6 games. And it's funny. The guy who walks, you know, all the time is right behind him, Juan Soto. Juan Soto hit a home run yesterday. I keep forgetting it's past midnight. Hit a home run yesterday. And it would have been a terrible look as he's standing in the plate admiring it, wondering if it's going to get out. If it didn't get out, he would have been stuck at first base, and he'd be getting killed right now. This offense is off to a slow start. I understand it. And what doesn't help is because Met fans are paying attention to the former Mets that are no longer here. The obsession with the former Mets that are longer here. And to those obsessed, here you go. Brandon Nimmo, 9 hits, 25 plate appearances, 1 homer, 4 RBIs, 5 strikeouts. And everybody's favorite polar bear, Pete Alonso, 7-23, 1 homer, 2 RBIs, 7 strikeouts. Now, Bo Bichette does have 8 strikeouts, and Marcus Semien does have 8 strikeouts, the newest Mets. Those are the guys that replaced Pete Alonso and Brandon Nimmo, and they're off to terrible starts offensively. They are. Do I expect Bo Bichette to be like this all year? Hell no. I don't. And the fact that he admitted that he's pressing means he's acknowledged it, he knows it, and I respect him for doing it. He didn't run from it. Marcus Semien, solid on the field. But that's a guy that's the guy I'm most concerned about when it comes to this lineup, is Marcus Semien. 2-20. Let me repeat that. 2-20. We're going to say, well, Bo Bichette's 3-27. Yeah, but I'm not worried about him. He has a track record the last couple seasons. Saw what he did in the playoffs last year on one leg. I'm not worried about him. I'm not. It's Marcus Semien's offense that I'm worried about. He's off to a horrendous start, and he looks lost. Again, 8 strikeouts. Now, the Mets have a 4-game series now coming up with the San Francisco Giants, who've had their own issues. But it's a long season. A long season. The other thing I'll mention when it comes to the fans is this whole thing with Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor, the handshake. Opening day. Who cares? Who cares? Winning cures all of that. When they were 45 and 24 last year, you didn't hear anything. Not a peep when it came to those two. What you did hear about is Juan Soto looked miserable, which he does not look this year. He's embraced being a Met. He looks more comfortable. He looks locked in at the plate. He's got 9 hits. He's taking on a leadership role, which is understanding. He's going to be here for the next 14 years. My concern is with Marcus Semien offensively. The pitching staff has been solid. Devin Williams got into a little jam today. Yesterday got out of it. Luke Weaver's been good. Dickie Lovelady sucks. If I have to see that guy one more time come in the game, I'm going to personally wring Carlos Mendoza's neck. Mets fans are sick of him. Can we find somebody else? I mean, is John Franco available at this age? Somebody give him a call. It's no longer April Fool's, so I'm being serious. Can someone call John Franco? Are you available? Because it can't get any worse than Dickie Lovelady. Does he have pictures of somebody in the Met organization? How is this man still on the roster? He sucks. Nothing good happens when he enters the game. But Met fans, what are you most concerned about? Are you panicking? Or are you taking the same approach as me? Vent a little and relax.